All right. Well, I'm not sure exactly how it all happened today. Maybe we got our inspiration from the Red Sox. I'm not sure, but you know, certainly a big point output, and you know, it's always good. You know, I thought our guys played hard today. You know, Pittsburgh gave us, you know, we had a few problems there, but overall, I thought we hung in there. You know, made some plays in all three phases of the game. You know, scored some points. We were able to convert some scoring opportunities that we had. So, you know, it's good. It's good to, you know, it's good to go into the break with a, you know, the win, 7 wins. We got a lot of football left. We got a long way to go, but I thought these guys really put in a good week of work and you know, showed up on Sunday. So, that's always a good thing. Well, I mean, it was a situation where obviously Pittsburgh was, you know, being aggressive, trying to get the ball back and all that. So, you know, it was a great play call by Josh and well executed. You know, something we talked about during the week, and the situation came up and we hit it. So, it was good.
Speaking of Brady, how impressed were you today with his decisive decision and his ability to kind of look off the safety?
Yeah, well, Tom's a good quarterback. I mean, he's made a lot of good plays, so. You know, he had a lot of them today. We had a lot of help. You know, we had good running. We had good throwing, good catching, made some big plays. You know, we got through the secondary a few times on seam routes, go routes, overs. You know, our backs ran well. We had some good field position with the defensive turnovers and a couple punt returns. So, you know, there are a lot of things that helped. But, yeah, Tom did a good job like he always does.
I know we have a lot of them, but did you take a confidence?
No, we made a conscious effort to win. That's what we try to do every week is win. That's what we're here for, is to win. I'm not here to produce stats or do any of that stuff. We're here to win. That's what our job is, to win. Yeah, it was a big play for us after they tied it up at 24. And then we were able to... you know, make a couple of plays there and get ahead by 10 points with the, you know, the returns were obviously, you know, big kickoff coverage. Got a good kickoff coverage play, I think, after the field goal, right? Backed them up down there on a 10 or something like that. And so, yeah, playing complimentary football, kicking game, offense, defense, taking advantage of our scoring opportunities. I mean, it's all, you know, it all ties in together, and it's great when it happens. Great to see it happen that way. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. It's always good to win. You know, we got a big game against Carolina. We come back, so you know, we'll turn the page on this one and move on to start getting ready for Carolina. I mean, I think the more he practices and the more he plays, yeah, sure. I mean, it's obviously that helps. Well, he had a couple of big third down conversions in this game, and you know, that was an area that we hadn't been great in the past couple of weeks. But you know, we got him from a lot of guys, you know, and so that was good. But yeah, certainly his third down conversions, and he had a couple of big plays there that helped us. So you know, we just did a lot of things better. I don't think it was one guy or one thing. We ran the ball, we pass protected, we threw it to a bunch of different guys, we made some good catches, we scored in the red area. So, you know, there's a lot of good things that we did, more than we've been doing in the past few weeks, you know, against a pretty good defensive football team. So, I mean, I know it wasn't their best day out there, but we, you know, we went out there and tried to do what we could do, and, you know, it was good to see that production. But, you know, it's just a lot of hard work day after day by everybody, not one guy or one play or one thing, just, you know, good team effort, good solid team effort. Yeah, well, I mean, obviously it's more points than we want to give up, but, you know, it was good enough to win. You know, sometimes it's, you know, we win some games giving up 7 and 10 points, and sometimes you win giving up 35 when you score 55 or however many we had. So, yeah. I mean, they hurt us on a couple plays. They had a couple good field position situations where we gave them the ball in a short field. They were able to convert it, and we weren't able to stop them. So, you know, it was definitely some things we could do better, you know, defensively.
So when you play four teams like you have defensively over the past month, Jets, Bengals, Dolphins, Saints, and all the different things they do, over the course of a month, are you able to see and learn so much and clearly able to see and learn so much from the these games that it has to inevitably help them offensively?
Well, I think we learn something from every game, but, you know, every game's different too, so. I mean, the matchups and the schemes and everything, all the teams you mentioned, they all have differences. But sure, we learn the more we look. We're a lot better now than we were 2 months ago in September. I mean, I don't care if we won or lost or whatever it is. Like, we're a better football team. We're doing things better than we did then. And there's a lot of football left to be played, and we got to continue to improve. There's still a lot of things that we can do better. But certainly we've learned from, you know, all the weeks, not just these last four. We've learned from all of them. And all the practices that have gone with them, because obviously there's a lot of things that we go over on the practice field that don't come up in the games, but eventually will come up at some point, and we got to be able to, you know, we got to be able to handle it. But, you know, just like not being able to score down there on a 1 yard line, you know, we got off the hook on that one with the interception, and you know, able to come back and score the next play. But, you know, that's 7 points that we, you know, we missed that we were able to get back. But I mean, you can't always count on that. So. You know, made a couple big plays down the field, had a couple third down conversions. Danny works hard. I think he's, it's getting a little bit better each week here, you know, since he's been back. He's able to do a little bit more. And the timing and the execution with, you know, our whole offense is, you know, I think improving bit by bit. So, you know, a lot of things came together today. We'll see how it is going forward. Well, it's credit to the players. It's just, you know, ball awareness. Playing the ball, trying to strip it out on fumbles, being aware of it, you know, when you hit the quarterback, not just tackling the quarterback, but trying to knock the ball out there. We work on it, but there's no way to, you know, a player's got to make those decisions in the game. He's got to make tackles and, you know, play the ball in the air and make those decisions as to when to go for the ball, when to go for the man, break it up, and, you know, those type of things. And so it's good judgment by the players and good awareness by the players. And sometimes it's hustle and effort because sometimes those balls are on the ground. They're 50-50 balls, and you know, anybody can get them. And it seems like we get our share, and you know, I think that's because the players hustle and you know, believe in it. Yeah, I mean, I thought Steven did a good job. It was a tremendous play by Polamalu. He did a great job. You know, Steven caught the ball with his back to the defender, and then as he turned, Troy came in there, and instead of making a tackle, he was able to, you know, dislodge the ball. He anticipated, you know, Ridley turning up, and he really, you know, Troy made a great play on it. I don't think Steven really, you know, had much of a chance to do anything but turn. And, you know, sometimes turnovers are the result of real good defensive plays, and sometimes they're the result of sloppy plays offensively, and I would, you know, unfortunately, have to credit that one to Polamalu. He made a great play on it, and you know, it's one of those things you got to live with. But yeah, Steven ran hard. I mean, he like he always does. He always runs hard, and you know, he's a tough runner. He gets his yards, and then he always gets a few more because of his running style and his, you know, his toughness and his, you know, pad level and getting downhill. So he gave us that again, but he pretty much gives us that every week. You know, and so did LG. You know, LeGarrette ran hard too. Like he always does. One thing about those guys, when they get the ball in their hands, they're working hard to make yards. Okay, great. Thank you.